There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up over the next 3 hours on today's program, Matt Eumanns in 45 minutes with his best bets in the Sweet 16. Jonathan Von Tobel, VSiN senior NBA analyst, on that sport in 2 hours. Wild night last night. And our good pal Matt Baskirgin, MLB Network, coming up in 2.5 hours. Love talking to him every time he's on, especially in the preseason, to maybe get some future bets that he likes. And Paulie, last night was supposed to be a simple, leisurely walk in the park because we had the 4 days of the madness. We're supposed to get like a breather until the Sweet 16 games get here. No chance. You'll sleep when you're dead because we had the World Baseball Classic and craziness happening in the NBA. That baseball game had almost everything in it last night. And now Japan advanced after winning Mexico 6-5, and they get Team USA right away tonight now. And Otani's going to be dealing for the Japan side. They were completely buried in that game. It was 3-0 Mexico. Then Japan tied it up with a 3-run shot, and then Mexico got it right back, and they took a lead, and it took a 2-run double in the bottom of the ninth for Japan to advance 6-5, and the drama and the theatrics and how that played out on TV. I couldn't imagine being at one of these games.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hard to, you got to bounce right back and get back at it tonight.
There's no rest.
With an edge for USA, although you have to face Otani, as you said, the talent in that game with Yoshida and Otani. And this kid's for Japan's throwing 102 miles an hour.
Okay.
No problem.
John Smoltz is gushing over this kid like, unlike anything I've almost heard him ever, and I love John Smoltz as an analyst. I think he's terrific, right? So during the pregame and stuff, I'm looking him up. His name is Roki Sasaki. He's 21 years old. He's throwing 103 miles an hour. So he's got a fastball that you can't touch. He's got the splitter and he has some other stuff. He threw a perfect game last year for the first time in his league since 1994. He struck out 19 batters. In his next start, he went 8 perfect innings, and he had 14 strikeouts. They pulled him after 102 pitches. They're talking about how this kid, and he was running down every debut that he has been there live to watch in person, Smoltz was. And he said, I was there for Strasburg when he debuted, had 14 Ks against the Pirates. Mm-hmm. I saw DeGrom, and he said a couple of other guys. He's like, this kid is it. Like, he has everything. Like, you know right away when it pops. And this kid, now, unfortunately for us, he really can't come over to the States until he's like 27 years old, the way it appears. Because of some weird rule. Like, they could tinker around it to make it work. Otani came over here when he was 23 years old. But this kid at 21, he's already one of the best pitchers in the world, and we might not see him in MLB until, you know, we're in our 50s.
Yeah, and he was dealing, and they get a couple guys on a fluke, and then Urias takes him deep, and it's 3-0.
Totally unlucky.
You mentioned the big comebacks that they had in the 7th and in the 9th. So,
but if you were,
many people said it last night, but baseball won. As you said before the show, that's what baseball's supposed to be like.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're signing autographs during the games, robbing home runs. It's crazy how the fans are so into it.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great atmosphere.
Sure.
Yes.
You don't want to have a three-hour game where people are sitting on their hands the entire time. They need to be into it. They need to be alive, and they need to be having fun. So anyway, now USA for the championship tonight, and their offense is obviously loaded to the gills. They're laying about $1.25 in this game against Otani.
Pitching's a problem, though.
Oh, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's an issue.
Yes.
So I'm going to be intrigued to see if Otani can go. And I mean, it's murderer's row for USA. But if he can go down there and look brilliant and mow down the batters here, it'll be quite something here in this game. And if you were listening back in early February, Lou Finocchiaro brought it up out of nowhere. When we brought him on, our buddy here on the show, we were bringing him on to talk UFC. And he goes, guys, before we get to this, I want to give you about a bet that's available right now in the World Baseball Classic. It was not even close to being top of mind, right? Because we're in the middle of the Super Bowl is coming up. College basketball, it was coming up in the NBA All-Star break, whatever. So much was going on. He goes, look at the left side of the bracket in Japan. He goes, they got a huge break. It's the path here, and it worked out last night. And I ran outside the Circus Studio in the next break because the apps would not take a bet for some reason from in here. I ran outside. I bet plus 450 on Japan to win the World Baseball Classic. So if you were listening that day and you made a bet on him, you probably got a really good number.
Yeah, and you got Superman going tonight. So there you go.
Yeah,
great job by Lou. As you mentioned at the top, and then what happened in other sports? I don't know how South Carolina doesn't win the women's now. Another one seed goes out.
Yeah.
Miami beat Indiana in the men's, and Miami beat Indiana's a one seed as a 16-point dog last night.
Mm-hmm.
So now the one seed's out. And then you had the NBA, where, explain what happened last night. The Bulls win in double overtime in Philly. Philly was on fire 8 in a row. The Knicks lost at home to the Wolves without Towns and Edwards, and there's no telling when Towns is coming back. And Randall had 57, and they lost.
Yeah, he had 52 at the end of the third.
It was 79-70 at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Randall's going to get the Garden record, which I think is 62 from Melo. He had 52 through three. He couldn't get there, and then the Knicks lost the game somehow. And then at night, no Markin and no Clarkson. Kings Lane 7 in Utah, they lost the game. They were down 20-plus in the first quarter.
Right out of the gates.
Oh, what? And then it's tied in the fourth and they lose.
Yep. Fell behind like that. You know it was going to be a rough night, potentially. I mean, we need the Kings to take care of this division. It ended already. They cannot allow the Suns to linger around at all. And losing games like that, it's a killer. And then again, like you said with the 76ers.
Bad loss.
Hottest team on the planet.
Yeah.
Embiid made this huge push. Now he's the favorite to win the MVP. Maybe rightfully so. And there's a chance here they were going to overtake the Celtics, because if they win last night, they go up by a half a game and the Celtics play at the Kings tonight.
Yeah. Boston's laying 4.5 tonight. A little surprising as bad. Talk to people in Boston about what they think of the Celtics. I mean, you lose to the Jazz, blow a big lead, all the issues they have, they're questioning the coaching. Derek White doesn't play. They're not tough. Smart's been a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts what's happened to Boston. I mean, they were running away with that division. And now you would have to put Philly ahead of them in the pecking order to make a run in the playoffs.
I think so, probably, yeah.
Boston's been so bad.
Yep.
So you have that one tonight as well. And, I mean, well, what Randall plays, and that was an enormous win for Minnesota, too, because their schedule's brutal the rest of the way. And, again, when you talk to people in the T-Wolves organization, they say, well, Towns might be back in a couple weeks. Wait, what? What's it?
Yeah.
That was an innocuous injury when it happened.
I know.
And then there's no timetable for when he's coming back. But their schedule is so tough down the stretch that you're thinking they might miss the playoffs. They're still under 500. And then Memphis beats Dallas. Dallas scored, what, 12 points in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
So peekaboo. I think Memphis could catch Denver for the one seed. when it's all said and done. That could actually happen, and then they expect to get John Morant back.
Yeah, they have 11 games left, and they have the second easiest schedule in the entire NBA. Cleveland has the easiest for what it's worth. So the Grizzlies have one against the Bucks, two against the Clippers, and then after that, it's all... I mean, we're talking about two against the Rockets. The Thunder, they're tricky, but they're considered an easier team. The Magic are on the schedule as well. So it's the second easiest moving forward, and if you can still find that prop available, and if you bet Denver a while back, it might not be worth coming back with a little bit on Memphis because of everything that you just said.
Yeah.
And they're going to be getting him back as well.
Yeah.
Ja at some point.
Yes.
So, wild, man. Philly has the most difficult schedule left in the entire league. Do you agree that Embiid should be the MVP this morning? I've heard... Let me just tell you this.
I don't know if he should be that high, but it coincides with his great streak. What was it, 35, averaging 35 a game and shooting 60% during the streak? At least 60%, and then Denver's been awful here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Joker's still putting up numbers, but I guess you'd have to blame him for what happens defensively, and they're losing games to San Antonio here and could blow the one seed.
So I had this conversation twice with two different NBA people over the weekend. Both guys said, I'd take a peek at Giannis.
I could see that.
You could.
Aren't they 22-2 the last 24 games he's played or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
They've been blazing hot with him.
I think there's something there.
Yeah, I would not rule him out.
Yeah.
I grabbed him at 16-1 a while back. Like, this is, I mean, we're getting a little carried away here.
Well, we just had that stretch for 2 weeks where just people, it felt like everyone was ganging up on Joker. And this Embiid thing happened. But they also play coming up later, too.
Well, I wonder because...
I don't know. Maybe that determines what happens as well, Philly and Denver.
Tim Bontemps at ESPN, when he does that MVP straw poll, it's such a great indicator of what you think is going to happen. And it was overwhelming towards the Joker the last time he did it, which was now, what, post-All-Star break, I believe?
All right.
So if he did it again today, I wonder how many of those people, where it was so lopsided towards Jokic, I wonder how many of those people would say, you know what, I changed my mind. Because that was ultra strong one way. I mean, that was like a teeter-totter that would not even, couldn't even have fun with. I mean, they were all convinced he was going to win. And to their credit, now, for the most part, when it comes to the MVP, like those voters... It appears as if they're really taking like the hardcore numbers, the data seriously. They don't any of this hot take crap that you hear from people who are ripping Nikola Jokic, who are out of their minds. They don't do that. The voters, for the most part, really don't get into that stuff. That's only what you're going to hear from talking heads in other spots, where you want to just turn the TV off and say, "Jesus, man, knock it off already." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think he might. Yeah, I think he probably deserves to be a small favorite right now.
Well, just the shift was nuts. It happened in less than a week, where Joker was a good size favorite, and then Embiid became a small favorite as well. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, the place to be. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their exclusive squares. Place a qualifying bet, get a square on the house. If your numbers match, you win. Full terms and conditions available. BetRiversSquares.com.
Up next here, Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the sports betting network. We will recap all of the betting action from last night in Win Some, Lose Some. This horrendous stretch that was going on seemingly forever was finally snapped last night. An 11-game skid that was broken. Paulie has the details coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go. Dogs in the NBA, 5-1 ATS. Jazz Moneyline, +350. T-Wolves money line +380. Bulls money line +380. All outright upsets in the NBA. It started in the CBI. Eastern Kentucky +240. They beat Indiana State in a day game. And Radford was 3-1. They upset San Jose State as well. They do it again with the semifinals today in the CBI. And you have the quarters in the NIT. Also win some. Golden State. Here's what Mitch was talking about. They had lost 11 in a row on the road, and they were 0-11 ATS during that stretch. Hard to do. Unprecedented. Defending champ. It's ridiculous. They won and covered at Houston. I can't. So with the win, they're 8-29 on the road. Huh. Only Houston and San Antonio have fewer road wins.
Yeah.
Season's almost over.
And in a lot of those spots, now look, if you're going to bet the Rockets, even when you're catching a lot of points, it can be a tricky bet because they're so bad. But even a lot of those games, the Warriors were laying like 2, 3, 4 points. And on the air, we're like, are we sure the Warriors should be laying this many points tonight?
Uh-huh.
With how ugly it's been on the road so far?
And it has been. Yes, it has been. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com. Watch the show live. You always want to see these tweets and videos. Send it in. We'll put you on TV. VSiN.com. This is great. How about the dogs? For the first time in 31 years, Labrador Retrievers are not the top dog in the United States. According to the American Kennel Club, it's the French Bulldog.
The French Bulldog.
Mitch, they're everywhere. They're the most prevalent purebred dog in the country. 25 years ago, they were not even considered in the top 75. It's been a meteoric rise. I mentioned when I go to doggy daycare, they're all over the place. Their small size makes them great companions in urban areas, and their adaptable nature makes them an easy fit for families as well. And you see what, so I picked up my dog Jordan at doggy daycare the other day, and they let me go in the back and see how he interacts and plays with the other dogs. Well, he's in the play area, and there's French Bulldogs everywhere. And the employees are pointing out, that's 5,000, he's 5,000, she's 4,000, he's 5,000.
Oh, we looked at one.
Oh, yeah.
15 years ago, and back then they were more than 3,000.
Yeah, the price and how in demand they are.
Right.
And then I took them in the other day, and there was another friend. They're great dogs. And there was a Frenchie right there, and they have so much damn energy too.
I believe, I could be wrong on this, but I believe there's like they're close to like a pug. And so we've had a pug before, loved her, sweetest dog of all time. Super loud, dude. The snorting.
Oh.
The snoring. The shedding of the hair.
Okay.
Oh, just a couple of drawbacks.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very
always
good.
So itchy. The ear infections. My God.
Oh,
they,
no.
They wouldn't stop.
That. Okay. Remember we talk about this every time these small conference tournaments get going about why you don't want to put your best team in there, right? I have some numbers now. Because people, oh, the money. Well, what it means to the conference to get the game. Shut up. Get the game on ESPN2. Come on. Here's some numbers. Florida Gulf Coast admission applications increased 27% after their Sweet 16 run. Butler's increased 50% after two Final Fours. George Mason's inquiries went up 350% in 2011. Athletics fills beds and builds new buildings. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. VCU, $5 million increase in annual gifts to the athletic fund. Before the Final Four appearance, it was 1.5 annually. It's over $6 million now. Florida Gulf Coast, $19 million increase in annual fundraising for the school. Butler, $36 million renovation at Hinkle Field House. George Mason, 150% increase in web traffic, 54% increase out-of-state applications. Why wouldn't you put your best, the team that has the best chance to do damage in the tournament to represent your conference? That's where the money's at for the school, university, and the conferences, because you get a piece of the pie.
Hold on a second.
You know?
Fairleigh Dickinson's on line one.
Well, sure, absolutely. Although it was a fluke, though. But, right.
Yeah, I know.
Who's to say Merrimack didn't do it?
Oh, no, I mean,
I understand. Yeah. But that's, again, when you just see what these teams are, what they can do, and like a Florida Atlantic.
The point is, this time, this tournament is infinitely more important than championship week.
Right.
That's what, clearly.
Yes.
One game stuck on ESPN Plus on a Saturday at 3 o'clock in front of nobody. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Loyola, Chicago, all these teams, and what's happened as well. Lose some. Eastern Kentucky, Indiana State under 154.5 down to 149. And Southern Utah Rice under 163 down to 157. People can't get enough of the unders. It's starting to turn now with the overs now in college basketball. In the one lose some. Come on. We got to talk to Vascursion coming up. MLB could tweak new rules before opening day. Members of the competition committee met yesterday. What are you going to do now? The season starts next week.
And in the story, in The Athletic, they pointed out like the 15-second pitch clock.
Right.
Maybe a little bit too short. So this whole thing now that we've been watching in spring training,
right,
and players are getting used to it now, they actually might change it between now and opening day. It can't happen.
Yep. One bad beat again. Mexico blew a 3-0 lead and up 5-3 in the eighth. Win Some, Lose Some presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more, BetRivers.com.
Okay, so I'm looking at the women's bracket right now. You have Maryland 40-1 to win it. They have to go through Notre Dame. That's the 2-3 game. If they get by...
That's still the price, by the way, and I'm in the Sweet 16. Yeah. 2-1 seeds are out.
Well, I mean, what's the rollover parlay pay at this point, right?
Yeah, well, I would face South Carolina to go to the Final Four.
Unless there's a monumental upset because UCLA gets South Carolina. Got an email, ftm@vsin.com. Fellas, take a peek at UConn. They lost to South Carolina by 4. They were not at full strength. They're now at full strength. UConn is a 2-seed, of course.
What region?
They're on the other side.
Okay.
And they get...
Who's the one?
In their region, it's the 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the Sweet 16. UConn plays Ohio State. They're the 3-seed. Very good team this year.
Yes.
And up top, it's Vatek, the 1, Tennessee, the 4.
Tennessee's a 4?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but UConn, I'm looking right now, UConn is plus 750 at DraftKings to win the whole thing.
Yeah. That Jackson girl's good for Tennessee.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Chris Felica was great on Twitter yesterday,
he was.
The Bear.
Yeah.
Since 1985, there have been 17 double-digit seeds to reach the Sweet 16 that were a double-digit dog. Those 17 teams are 1-16 outright. The only win last year, St. Peter's over Purdue. So like we talked about yesterday, is this the new college basketball? Does Princeton win one more game like last year where these teams are so close? And you kept pointing out, if you're just going to ask a random person off the street in the middle of one of these games, hey, who's the better team here? Who should be favored? And if you're watching Princeton, Missouri, anybody's going to look and say after like 20 seconds, well, clearly Princeton's a better team here.
Sure. And it's tough because it was bad Arizona in the 2-15 game. The guards were atrocious and the coaching was horrendous for Arizona. Mm-hmm. But then they come out and Princeton runs them out, runs out Missouri, no problem.
Yep.
They got whatever shot and whatever look they wanted. So you're also taking on a Creighton team peaking and playing great ball.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's could come to an end, though.
Alabama, so this number has moved a little bit more. Again, this opened up Bama minus six, total of 143 at DraftKings. That came all the way down to 135 yesterday. Now Bama got as high as 8, and I'm still looking at two different books here in Las Vegas that are at 8, some 7.5s out there, and the total is 137. Mountain West teams are 0-6 and 1-5 ATS in Sweet 16 games.
Yep.
How much do you believe in that trend?
Strongly. I believe in it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want San Diego State in that game. Now, we're up to 8, as you mentioned, but that's I don't want the Aztecs.
No.
It's going to be a problem for them to score.
And Rick Barnes is 2-7 ATS as a favorite in 30 games at Tennessee. One of those games came versus a double-digit seed. Dating back to Texas, that number is 2-11-1 ATS. He's 7-7 outright. And their number, again, did touch 6 yesterday, back down to 5.5 now pretty much everywhere against Florida Atlantic.
I did more digging on this game. It's a great matchup, and the fact that you have Tennessee off a monumental win and Florida Atlantic is here, you know, who expected them to be to the Sweet 16. They don't have much size. Tennessee's big. Tennessee's number 2 defensively. Tennessee is number 1 guarding the 3.
Mm-hmm.
And Florida Atlantic hasn't played a Power 5 team since November 14th. So maybe it's a little bit like we talked about with Charleston and Oral Roberts, where the level of competition is just a shock to the system.
Okay.
And who you're going against. That's a long time. November 14th. Holy cow.
Yeah,
they have athletes. They have dudes. They're 33-3.
Yeah.
But I think it could be hard for them to score. And if Tennessee, I love that. If Tennessee brings them into the mud, as they said they wanted to do to get to Duke.
Yep. And I'm looking across the country as well. Bama, it's not 8 anywhere else. Only a couple of spots here.
Okay.
We never do this, but it's time to revisit a conversation we had from a few years ago. What would the point spread be if the best team in the country played one of these machines from the 80s or 90s?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. A lot going on. Great menu. Great house specials. More on that in a second. You can also win $10,000 in bonus money by playing their squares. If your numbers match the final score, you win. Full terms and conditions available. BetRiversSquares.com. Some house specials. Will a team start 7-0 in Major League Baseball? Plus 280. And will Alabama make the Final Four and win the college football title? That's almost 9-1. BetRiversSquares.com. I also just retweeted this yesterday. Alabama, when they announced Mitchell had been suspended, Nick Saban had a press conference and said, "There is no such thing as wrong place, wrong time."
Oh, wow.
Taking a shot at his own school with
their own basketball coach.
That's incredible. Yeah.
He will rub this right in his face.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jesus.
Jerry's not happy about it. He's right. I mean, every kid makes a decision about where they're going to be and what they decide to do.
Yeah.
He's exactly right. No such thing as wrong place, wrong time.
Paul, let me give you this. There is a tweet making the rounds about this World Baseball Classic tonight. Again, Japan versus USA. Japan, when they played the Buffaloes over in that country, it was watched by 36 million people. Japan versus Korea, 55 million plus. Japan versus Italy had 62.5 million people watching the game. The most watched World Series game ever. 54.5 million people back in 1980. And as this Twitter handle says, there's a good chance USA versus Japan is the most watched baseball game of all time tonight.
You hit on something yesterday about the schedule, though. I mean, this could be a monster. But with the time, you're going against March Madness.
Yeah,
going on.
I mean, when
can you play? Not to mention the injuries. We've lost Diaz and Altuve.
Yeah.
So that's another thing why you have to change the schedule.
I wonder, will this have, from a betting standpoint, will this game create a decent right tonight? Will it have good handle across the country?
Will it do a bigger handle than the NIT games? I don't know.
It's a great question.
You have Oregon and Wisconsin tonight. And Oklahoma State. Why am I blanking on Oklahoma State? Oklahoma State also plays. So, North Texas, right. Mm. So I would, will it do more than Oregon, Wisconsin? I don't know.
Well, but you always have a good handle when the USA is involved.
Right. Well, it's an event, no
so
doubt.
So people are going to be betting this team just to hope that they win, obviously.
It has all the makings, right? God, country, core. And then you got Ohtani going as well.
Yeah.
So USA against Ohtani.
It's a fascinating matchup. Yeah. So there was a conversation on this show and this network, I think it was 4 years ago, when Zion Williamson was at Duke, and they were loaded. It wasn't just him, but that dude was going to be special if he was going to stay healthy. You could just tell it by watching his games under Coach K. And so people were kicking around the idea of, like, look, this team is so talented. Their power rating is so high. I think they beat Kentucky by like 40 in that early season game that they always do, the classic, the Champions Classic or whatever it's called. And so I know that, like, bookmakers here, they hate this idea of, we don't want to make what would Alabama be against the Chicago Bears. They think it's nonsense. People, the public, they love this kind of stuff. But if you ask any odds maker here, it's like the dumbest thing they ever have to do. Well, but for some reason they were asked, like, what would Duke be favored by over some of those teams from the early 90s, and they use the 1990 or 91 UNLV team because it's here locally. And if I recall correctly, Paulie, odds makers then said Duke with Zion would be favored by like 9.5 over that UNLV team. We screamed at them. We were like, are you out of your minds?
Those were men.
The UNLV,
those guys, yeah.
Yes, Larry Johnson dominated college basketball the year they won the national title. He was a linebacker, kicking ass and taking names, and he came back for his senior year.
Yes.
And they all did, and yes. They had 6'11 giants underneath, and they had Augman and Anderson and Hunt and Greg Anthony. They could shoot back then. And we're just like, wait a second here. You think Duke today with 18 and 19-year-old freshmen would be a 9.5-point favorite over UNLV? You're out of your... Like, these teams today, they're not... Am I wrong on this? They're not even close to the teams that played college basketball. If you want to throw out the 80s, everybody stayed 3 or 4 years back then.
Yeah, I agree. Yes, you're talking about men and got juniors and seniors. Absolutely. It pales in comparison as far as I'm concerned. And this is college basketball now, and it's here to stay in terms of what this looks like and why things have changed. You're right. No one sticks around with the age limit now. Another case why to like mid-majors is it's usually seniors and juniors against freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
You also have free agency with the portal. People can up and leave at any time. And television. I mean, going back, that was... You didn't get... Everyone's on television now. And everyone's got a TV deal. I mean, you can find all these games on TV. On some stuff. I mean, there's Fox 1, ESPN 2, ESPN U, CBS College Sports, ESPN Plus. Anything you want, you can find the game. So a guy would rather go to a... I'll just throw it out. A guy would rather go to Loyola Chicago and start right away. He's going to get on TV and play big minutes, and he would sit the bench for 2 years at a big school or be like the ninth guy at Duke or something like that.
Right.
To throw it out there, for example. So the upsets are here to stay. Again, as I said yesterday, you cover up the name on the jersey. You can't tell these teams apart. And that's just how it is. But to what you said earlier, yeah, absolutely. To go back to those teams and even those Arkansas teams, those Duke teams that were so hated with Leitner and Hurley. Now it's one thing to say, well, they didn't work out in the NBA, but they're some of the best college basketball players ever.
For sure.
And then best careers ever. And plus playing together for that long. That's the other thing, the chemistry of what they had.
Yes.
And what you're forgetting about, hey, 2, 3, 4 years we're playing together. And the chemistry that they had.
Those early 90s Arkansas teams were 9, 10, 11 guys deep.
Teams.
The 96 Kentucky team, I defy you to come up with a team in the last, I don't know, 10 years. That 96 Kentucky team would dance circles around most teams today because they were 10 or 11 deep. And back, imagine like if the 96 Kentucky team played today and all those players were the same age with the rules and the way that the game is played. They shot a lot of threes back then for what they were like. Tony Delk in today's college basketball would be, I don't even know how good he would be. Ron Mercer and Antoine Walker and Derek Anderson on the same team. And I could run down the whole list. They would blow these teams out and it wouldn't even be close. I don't even, this whole thing, again, because it was Zion Williamson and that Duke team, they couldn't even get out of the Elite Eight that year. And the best team doesn't always win the national championship.
They should have lost to Central Florida.
South Florida. With Taco Fall.
Central Florida.
Was it Central Florida?
Central,
yeah.
UCF, yeah, Central, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Taco Fall, almost they had him down, and they came back to win the game late.
Yep.
And they got lucky there.
Yep.
So I think that this is exactly what you just said with the transfer portal. All these guys are leaving early. They don't play together for a long, long time. By the way, like, what are the blue bloods going to look like in a handful of years? I mean, North Carolina was an 8 seed last year. It took a magical run to go as far as they did. They had preseason number one, couldn't make the tournament this year. You know what Kentucky is every single season. I don't care about how much talent he brings in. The guy stinks as a head coach. Shire's going to bring in talent all the time at Duke, but they, you know, anything can happen with Duke. It can be a long run, or they can get bounced in the first or the second round. Kansas with self, they're going to be awesome every single year. But it's like, when was the last time Indiana was nationally relevant? Like UCLA, the last time they won a title, I was barely out of high school. You know, I mean, so it's not like these teams dominate and they're there every single year. And so that's why I think the tournament is going to be like this for the most part every single year moving forward. And has been like this now for, you know, a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
The Gonzaga-Baylor year, a Fuse team was really special that year.
Yeah.
He had all the makings. And they got blasted by Baylor, because Baylor was maybe the best Big 12 team ever that season. They were so good.
Yeah.
Calipari's going to have, I said this a couple weeks ago, he will have to have all those young kids that come in next year, like every dude's going to have to hit at the same time. And they're all going to have to just be like, okay, that they hit their ceiling, they're going to be top 10 picks, and they peaked at the right time.
You also can become a powerhouse if you spend with the NIL. You can do that too.
Yeah.
Who's to say Miami can't become a giant?
Well, you never know where some of these people have money across the country. It's their alma mater. And I'm stacked with cash. I want this team to be good. I'll give this kid $3 million a year. I don't care.
Yeah. Winning, everyone wants to be around a winner, especially when you've had a lot of success. Who knows what Patino can do at St. John's? You start to win and have one good year, and then everyone comes out of the woodwork. I want to be a part of this. This is great. Here's money. I'll chip in. I'll donate to the program. Let's get this going.
Yeah, that can absolutely happen.
Uh-huh. Maybe, I don't know, maybe can Georgetown get back with Cooley? I don't know.
Mm.
But remember how Georgetown dominated? Like, Mutombo, Mourning, Iverson. They were top three seed, it seemed, every year.
Every single year, yeah.
Yeah.
And some of the teams, we didn't even mention the Fab Five.
Sure.
I mean, that's what you had to go through. You know, long time ago, we're dating ourselves, 30 years ago, but it's a totally different sport.
Well, that was a fluke, though. All those guys decided to join up and go to the same school.
I know.
The package, but you're right.
VSiN host Matt Eumanns is going to join the program up next. Loves him. Some college basketball. We'll get into the Sweet 16. He likes three games on the board as of right now, including two relatively large dogs. We'll ask him who they are coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get everything you need to bet the madness for only $19. Get every pick, Matt Youmans, every host, every guest. He's coming up right now. You have the betting splits as well. You get the offer through March, $19, VSiN.com/subscribe. And he joins us now, VSiN host and senior editor Matt Youmans. Follow him on Twitter as well. Does a great show at night with Wes Reynolds. Okay, my friend, Mr. Big Ten. I mean, they got 8 teams in the tournament. They only one made the Sweet 16. And you talked about it when we had you in studio about how bad were the Purdue guards in the Big Ten Conference Tournament, and then how bad did the Purdue guards play against Fairleigh Dickinson in the biggest upset in tournament history?
And they were scared, and you could see it, and I've been talking about it for 6 weeks. So Purdue has not been shooting the three well, and then I think since the beginning of February, Purdue ranked somewhere around 320th in the nation at three-point shooting percentage. Those freshman guards were out of gas. 5 minutes into the game, I knew they were in trouble. You can see it right away. And when a one seed like that's got pressure on it, especially young players, they tend to choke. And that's basically what happened. 5 for 25 from three. You're not going to win many games when the guards shoot like that. I mean, we could break down that game for 10 minutes, but that's old news at this point. The Big Ten, I thought 2 of the 8 teams might get through to the Sweet 16. You got one, Michigan State, the unlikely candidate. If you watched the Spartans for the last 3 months, you would not have thought that's a Sweet 16 team. Mm-hmm. In fact, Spartans went to the Big Ten tournament in Chicago, played one game, got knocked out by Ohio State in a 10-point loss, and went home. So who saw this coming? You're going to hear this all week. Tom Izzo in March. And I know both of you guys are on Michigan State this week. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
Are you not?
What's that?
We can talk about it right now. Are you not on Michigan State? Do you like K-State?
I'm not on either side right now. I'm not sure what to do with this. K-State has the look of a public underdog here, which I'm not sure I want to be on that side. It seems like if I looked at my ratings before the tournament, I have Kansas State power rated 3 points better than Michigan State. Right now we're looking at Spartans minus two.
Yeah, if this thing gets up to three, we're getting completely carried away, Matt.
Yeah, it's a very interesting game because the power ratings don't indicate this number should be where it is. And you got Marquise Noel and Keontae Johnson, who are 2 of the 5 players on the Big 12 all-first team. But Tyson Walker's been playing lights out in this tournament, 17.5 points per game, 0 turnovers. And Michigan State was, 2 for 16 from three against Marquette.
Yes.
So look out, Marquette.
Great point.
I can see why Michigan State is favored because it is a factor and they're on a roll right now, but I don't see any value in laying the number. So that's probably a game I'm going to live bet.
Well, let's stay at Madison Square Garden then. What do you think of the Owls in Florida Atlantic against Tennessee?
Well, this is an interesting matchup too because the Vols are number one in the nation in three-point shooting percentage defense, and Florida Atlantic scores 44% of its points on threes. It's a small team against the Vols, big front line. They played bully ball against Duke. They intimidated the Duke freshman, beat them up, and Tennessee's got 5 seniors. But the Vols shot 9 for 21 from three in that game against Duke, and this is not a good three-point shooting team. So I'm expecting some offensive regression here from Tennessee. And I also can't trust this Tennessee offense when covering this type of number. I'm actually going to take Florida Atlantic here +5.5, and I think the Owls can hang in this game. Again, it's Rick Barnes in the tournament and a Tennessee offense you can't trust. So I think FAU's got a shot here.
Yeah. You know, Matt, that was a – you got to tip your cap to Barnes. I thought what he did against Duke was phenomenal. A great idea come in. We're bigger. We're more experienced. We're older. Why don't we go show these freshmen what they're up against right away and knock them around a little bit?
No, you're right about that. And they got physical with Kyle Filipowski, and they got physical with Duke in general, and the Blue Devils did not respond. They responded like a lot of freshmen who had not been there before.
Yep. So what do you make now? The Mountain West in the Sweet 16, not pretty. 0-6 straight up, 1-5 ATS in this round, and it wasn't pretty in the first round other than San Diego State. Is this too big of a number, though, in your opinion? Because at some spots, Alabama, they were laying up to 8.
Yeah, I did take 8 with San Diego State yesterday, and I've also played this game under the total of 137.5. San Diego State concerns me a little bit because it's a team that goes through scoring droughts on the offensive end. But again, this is Alabama, likes to get up and down the floor, take some questionable shots, fires up a lot of threes, 73 possessions per game. San Diego State plays at about 65 possessions per game. And if you watch the Aztecs, they do a great job in transition defense. They stick to three-point shooters. This is going to be a challenge for Alabama. I think the Aztecs defense, which is athletic and long, can give the Tide some trouble here. If you go back on the Bart Torvik site since the beginning of February, San Diego State's number one in the nation in defensive efficiency. But you're not playing Charleston, you're not playing Furman here. You're playing Brandon Miller, who I think is just going to be enough to get Alabama over the top. I do like the dog, and I do like the under. And, you know, it's interesting here because San Diego State, we bang on the Mountain West a lot for its poor tournament record. If you go back 10 years, Aztecs are actually 6-6 in the tournament, and the rest of the Mountain West is 3-19. So don't lump the Aztecs in with everybody else, all the other clowns in the league. This team's legit. I actually think Bama wins a close game by about 3, 4, 5 points, something like that.
All right, how about the marquee game out here, Gonzaga and UCLA, and it's going to be played 17 years to the day on the Adam Morrison game.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious what Mick Cronin's got to do here. He's got a team that's number two in defensive efficiency and allows 60.2 points per game. Gonzaga, number one offensive efficiency, 87 points per game. With Jalen Clark, if he were out there, I would absolutely love UCLA in this game because you can throw Clark out there and he can help contain Drew Timmy. And then Gonzaga's going to be in trouble. Timmy had 28 points, the 84-81 win against TCU. David Singleton rolled his ankle against Northwestern. He's the top three-point shooter at 42.5%. So I think what Cronin's going to do here, he's going to manage the game, control possessions, limit transition opportunities. UCLA is going to be patient, running its half-court offense, rely on Tiger Campbell and Jaime Jaquez. I think Cronin's going to try to win a 70-65 type of game. I don't have a strong opinion on the side here, but I do like the under. Playing this one, see, the best number is at circuit right now, under 146 in Gonzaga, UCLA.
All right. What a week for the Big East. Three teams in the Sweet 16. Cooley takes the Georgetown job. What do you think of Pitino going to St. John's?
Well, he's going to win right away. Rick Pitino's one of those guys going to win everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
I think he went to Greece, when he had time off and he won over there. He's going to win everywhere. And it's going to happen quickly. I think Ed Cooley is going to do a good job at Georgetown, but it's going to take him a little bit longer, I think, too. That's more of a rebuild. It's going to take him a little bit longer to turn that around. But, hey, UNLV had a chance to get Rick Pitino 5 or 6 years ago. He wanted to come out here. The AD and the president screwed it up, and that was a big mistake because that guy would have been a big winner at UNLV, and he's going to be a big winner at St. John's. There was no doubt. It was funny after the Iona-UConn game when Pitino said that he was asked about his next move. He said, "I honestly have no idea." And when somebody says honestly, they're lying to you. So there was no doubt he knew he was taking the St. John's job, right? He wants the spotlight. He wants the big stage. He's got that New York now with St. John's.
Yeah. The UNLV program, absolute shambles since Kruger left. Is it true that UNLV left Pitino's wife at the airport? They didn't pick her up?
Well, that was the first time around. That was in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
But the UNLV screwed up the second shot at getting Pitino. That was around 2016 or 17, too. So UNLV threw up two air balls and opportunities to get Pitino.
Yeah. Two air balls, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Matt, honestly, great spot.
That's a good one, Mitch.
Okay. Oh, you ass. That's good.
All right, pal. Kill it this week. Thanks for the time.
All right, you bet. Right.
Yep, there you go. He's on Twitter at Matt Humans 24/7.
Yep.
Patino's going. He's 70 years old. It doesn't matter. He's 70.
Wow.
Imagine if he was 60.
Oh.
Right? Doesn't matter. Okay, we'll touch on this a little bit later on.
The big stage.
Matt's exactly right. Yeah. You could put that dude anywhere.
In the Gadden. Get the play.
Now, what kind of accent is that now?
Oh, I love it. New York City. He's going to turn that. They're going
to
be awesome.
Oh, the guard. It's going to be the place to be.
Yeah.
What does the Big East tournament look like next year, the year after that? Oh. If St. John's if they're good?
He's right. It'll take time, but Cooley, very good. Look where Providence was at.
Yeah, yeah.
They've had some sign. Oh, Patino was there, and I think the guys on TV now was there. We had a couple nice runs with Providence, but Cooley will do a nice job with Georgetown.
Yeah, up next here, a team is trying like hell to hold their poker face, but they're close to breaking character. How can you say this with a straight face? We'll tell you who said it and what they said coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.